Welcome back to the Making Sense of Money podcast presented to you by P1FCU, where we tackle all the financial topics that matter the most to you. I'm your host, Tanis, and today we've got Jordan Beyer with the Go West Credit Union Association. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Tanis. It's great to be here.
Yes, I'm very excited to have you. I think all of us are so excited to hear what you have to say and kind of insight you can bring. So I thought we could start off with you just telling us about your role at Go West. What is Go West, and what led you to where you are now?
Absolutely. Well, Go West is a credit union association that has the pleasure of representing credit unions in Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Oregon, Washington, and Wyoming. We also are pleased to help credit unions that have come in from other states, maybe have branch locations throughout. So that's the network that we support. And the work that we do is primarily advocacy. Advocacy is job number one of your association. Mm-hmm. And as your association, we're focused on what's going on in the legislative and regulatory world. How is that impacting upon all that you do? We're also a convener of all sorts of programs and resources that help support the development of folks across the Go West region.
Gotcha. And what's your role?
My role is I help support our grassroots advocacy. And
gotcha.
So I get to, what I like to say is I get to be a storyteller. I get to champion the values of credit unions and make sure that we're translating that by getting everybody excited in the credit union movement and space to talk to legislators confidently about the issues that are impacting them.
Awesome. And so that probably entails a lot of traveling around to all of those regions.
There's a good amount, especially when we're in what we call advocacy season. Advocacy season is really all year, but the legislative session is primarily in the first quarter of the year. Some legislative sessions extend beyond that, but does entail some travel.
Well, that's fun. I mean, it's something that you can tell that you're pretty passionate about, which bleeds into our world, of course, and something that we're all passionate about. So I think you have a very fun job.
Yes. Well, I'm delighted to do it. It's a great pleasure to get up every morning and think about what credit unions are doing and how we can make it a little bit better for the work that they do for their members.
Absolutely. So you've said a lot, credit union advocacy. I feel like we're going to hear that word a lot, advocacy. What does that mean, and why is it so important for both credit unions and our members?
Yeah, so credit union advocacy, if you think of advocates, mm-hmm. who comes to mind?
Right.
And many of us have those marquee examples of folks that have been out there on their issues. When we talk about credit union advocacy, it is simply looking at the work that credit unions do and ensuring that we go out and tell that story and tell it really well. I like to think of advocacy as telling your story and telling it well.
Right, absolutely. What are some of the top issues that Go West is currently focused on when advocating for credit unions on the state and federal?
I think with our hyper-local focus, we understand that some of those issues are going to look different in each of the communities that our credit unions serve. But broadly speaking, I think the opportunity to educate on what credit unions do, who credit unions are, who credit unions serve, is always in focus for us. And here's why. With historic turnover in the legislature, congressional retirements, so federal, state, we have to be sensitive to the fact that many of the legislators that come in are learning the job of being a legislator. And in learning the job of being a legislator, there are all sorts of industry groups that are talking to them.
Yeah.
And so credit unions need to be at the table in that space, talking about the work that they do to support their members. And especially because some of the issues that impact upon, you know, you talk about housing affordability, you talk about just general affordability, credit unions are at the front lines of solving those issues.
Yeah.
And so ensuring that we're at the table, talking to legislators, educating them, ensuring that they understand how credit unions are unique offering in the financial services marketplace, and the challenges that credit unions face in serving their members better, articulating that is at the heart of everything we do.
Yeah.
We'll probably get the chance to talk about some specifics and the ways that we've been able to develop, but broadly speaking, it's the education piece.
Of course. And I mean, I think about it, and there are so many things that could be missed, and it's almost like Go West would be a resource that is – I mean, can't go without it, because all of the things that are changing and laws changing and, like you said, things that you don't even think about, like housing and how it affects everything. I think that's very important. And education for sure is something that I think that you can never not have enough of.
Yeah. And I just say on that point, we have a remarkable team. I'm really proud of the team I get to work with. They inspire me every day. But it really is our credit unions that are at the front lines of hearing the issues from their membership, responding to them, finding the products and services that can create value for them. But then it's also this dynamic of working with our credit unions to understand what we can do to work cooperatively better.
Right.
And that unity is essential for our policy advancement. We cannot be disunified in our policy goals. We need to look out and say, what is it the credit unions can do better for their membership, be responsive to that, and educate our lawmakers. Mm-hmm. So we're really thankful for the Go West Credit Union region and the number of credit unions that come to the table and engage through several committee processes, state issues working groups to tell us. And really, we take our lead from that to try and understand where we can be better partners.
Amazing. What about an example? Can you share an example of how Go West advocacy has made a real difference for credit unions and members?
Yeah, I think broadly speaking, the committee structure and the state issues working groups bringing credit unions to the table to talk about the issues that most impact them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those are incremental changes that we can look out to and try to accomplish. Some of them are broad categories of things that have been longstanding challenges for credit unions. So we bring the groups together. We have the conversation, that family conversation. What's going on? How is it impacting your credit unions? I'm pleased to say in Idaho, we've had some really great success through our state issues working group, working to update the Idaho Credit Union Act. That's meant modernization of tools for you to communicate with your members. It's meant expansion of field of membership to serve more Idahoans. Among other things, it's also meant expanding public deposits to ensure that our municipalities have a trusted financial partner in the communities that they serve. I think that those are some great examples of things we've been able to tangibly do out of that state issues working group. Similarly, we have a federal issues working group working on the federal charter, making sure that members of Congress understand we're committed to a strong dual charter, ensuring that the state credit union charter and the federal credit union charter are both very attractive and allow credit unions to serve their members better.
Gotcha. And you kind of said that, you know, we support these advocacy efforts by, you know, coming to the table and sharing sharing issues that we're seeing or, you know, things that could be improved upon. Is that how you would say that's the best way to support you in your efforts?
Yeah, I would say so. Critically, when you highlight challenges with whether it's data privacy or cybersecurity or the fraud that you see, that translates into action, being able to educate lawmakers in incremental changes, whether it's the Idaho Credit Union Act or looking out at the policy environment, being sensitive to legislation that's being run that could harm the ability for credit unions to serve their members better, trying to find opportunities from within that space starts with that education. And then building upon that education and the relationships we have with elected officials, we're able to establish that trust. I got to tell you, folks know that credit unions do good work in their communities, but we cannot tell that story enough. And we need to constantly make sure we're at the table telling that story and telling it well.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, too, how there's still, to this day, people who don't really understand, you know, what credit unions are and what they stand on and the impact that they have. So I think conversations like this are very important.
Yeah. A slight indulgence. I spent 7 years working for a credit union prior to joining the association.
Oh.
And in working for a credit union, I would have folks come in and it almost sounds ridiculous, but folks would come in and they'd say, I thought you only did credit, or I thought you did like payday lending, and it just all sorts of misconceptions just in the name. And so part of the credit union movement and the work that we do is looking out and saying, what is it the credit unions do to show up in their communities? And how can we educate our membership better to understand what the credit union's doing?
Right. And that kind of leads into this next question is, why would our members or why would listeners care about that?
I think that in most cases, I can speak from the experience of running day to day, working in this space. It really is just an attention capacity. You know you want a trusted financial partner. You go to your local credit union. You know you want to access products and services that help you realize your financial dreams. You go to your credit union. But on that next level of understanding what the credit union is, how it functions, where its priorities are.
Right.
I think those elements are maybe outside of the day-to-day for a lot of credit union members. They mm-hmm. just want to know that they have their financial resources lined up with a trusted partner.
Exactly.
And credit unions have that reputation. So the work that all of us can do mm-hmm. is to understand that that's where the member's at. They're running day-to-day. You know, whether you're in a holiday season or the summer season with vacations, mm-hmm. there's so much going on. And so getting the attentional space, and that starts with that new membership you have, talking mm-hmm. about what the credit union is, what Absolutely. It does, and how it serves its members.
Absolutely. It's like that mission statement that's, you know, different for everybody, but it's all essentially
Absolutely.
The same.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. What can credit union members or employees do to get involved and support advocacy efforts in a meaningful way?
So I think the first thing is the attention mm-hmm. to start to look at what is my credit union doing? Mm-hmm. Where are they showing up? When you go in and you are able to access a financial product that maybe it's a refinance on an auto loan, you were paying this high interest rate, being attentive yeah. to that and understanding that part of the reason you're able to do that is your credit union is focused on you as the member. And so the engagement level is then looking out and saying, well, where is it that the credit union needs support? If there's a groundswell support issue that comes up where we need members at the table, that's one of the ways they can engage. And I think that they look to credit unions as a trusted advisor and they'll take their lead. So mm-hmm. P1FCU goes out to its membership and says, we've got this issue, being at the ready and understanding why it's important that their local credit union stays committed to them.
Absolutely. And I would probably say that employees, it's probably meaningful work for us to educate ourselves, you know, not only with our relationship with Go West or, you know, the nuts and bolts behind it, which I think P1FCU does a really good job at communicating with all of the employees and, you know, did you know, or here's a resource yeah. or just, you know, introducing you in the office or whatever. I think that's also important because a lot of the times when you start working in this space, it's like, what's Go West?
Yes.
What's, yeah. you know, what is that partnership all about? So I think that that's important.
First, an appreciation for the work that you do. It's clear it shows up in your employee base. P1FCU is committed to having an understanding of where that advocacy is. But yes, yeah. if you're an employee, looking out and saying, how is it I can educate myself a little bit better? We're happy to provide resources that do that, from our advocacy blog to the newsletters that we send out on a regular basis, highlighting yeah. what's going on among credit unions. That's one of the very first things that you can do. And I'm sure we can provide some of those follow-up resources. But getting in the know, we talk about educating
yes.
lawmakers. Well,
right.
we also need to educate ourselves. What
sure.
are the issues that are impacting credit unions? And how can we show up a little bit better?
Absolutely. That's great. It's really, really great stuff because it's a lot of it can go over your head when you're first getting into this world because there is so much, especially when you get to like the legislative and like state laws and things like that. It gets a little sticky, but
when I joined the credit union, I had these highfalutin ideas of what it was going to be. And I come in I went to school for philosophy to make myself thoroughly unemployable. So I joined the credit union and I had all these ideas. Credit unions, mission, focus, you
yeah.
know. And what I learned very quickly is there's just so much that you
yeah.
don't know.
Right.
And so learning the regulations, learning what it meant to open accounts, all of the operational elements, all of that was right there in front of me. And sometimes there's such a saturation of that information that you forget that there's even more to know.
Oh,
so as I started
yeah.
to grow in my career, what I learned very quickly is that there are all sorts of other resources and things that weren't even in view for me.
Yeah.
And this advocacy piece is one of those that operates like that. I would encourage anybody, start somewhere. Mm-hmm. Start to get to know the issues that are impacting your credit union, mm-hmm. because ultimately those issues impact its membership.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to ask the questions, because no questions are dumb. I've learned that.
Indeed. Indeed.
Absolutely. Well, I have one last question, and
okay.
it's a question that we ask all of our guests, and that is, what is one thing that you wish you would have known about money earlier in life?
One thing that I wish I knew about money earlier in life. You know, I got to tell you, I have been married to my beautiful wife for 9 years. We have a 4-year-old son. He's amazing, delight of my days.
How amazing.
We've also walked through, as many people do, some financial hardships,
sure.
The loss of her mother 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I think what I wish I would have known or had more perspective on early in life is that your financial journey, we talk about our life journey and all the different things that we're going to do, mm-hmm. but our financial journey is right there alongside of us. And it's at the heart of so many of the conversations. And so what I guess I wish I would have known is that every single person you meet is experiencing, you know, whether it's a hardship financially or a success financially, they're experiencing their finances as one of the core things in their life. And I think it teaches you a certain empathy as you work with credit union members, as you work in this space, to think just a little bit more about how everybody's dealing with something.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't always know what that is.
Yeah.
But what I'm really proud of with credit unions specifically is the work that we do to meet people where they're at.
Absolutely.
And carry them along.
I was
celebrate
just
with them in their success.
Yes.
And be with them in their hardships. And so I guess that's a broadening thing, practical things. I wish I would have been a better saver. My younger brother, he is the saver.
Yeah.
And that was his thing. I think for me, I didn't have that perspective maybe in the early stage. So that's the lesson a little bit.
Right.
But just in general, everybody's facing something.
Absolutely.
And having that perspective, I think, opens you up to a new world where you can think about, well, what is it we can do to help folks?
Yeah. Very insightful. Thank you so much for that. I mean, that's definitely something that we haven't heard yet, and it's a reminder for all of us. So thank you for bringing that to the table and for sharing your time with us today.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity, and thank you so much for all the work that P1FCU does to help its members.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you to everybody for tuning in. We hope you learned something new today and feel one step closer to making sense of money. Don't forget to check out our newsletter and subscribe at p1fcu.org. We'll see you next time.